Greetings, everybody. My name is Jarrett, and this is my podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.
Holy crap. I have so much to talk about and get to, and I'm sucking it. Doing these things more often, as I said I was going to do. And here's the thing is that my intentions are so good, you know, and the thing is the reason why I think I said this maybe on the last two podcasts. I would know that if I actually listened back to these. Did I tell you guys that I went back and listened to the first few and was actually entertained by myself and which normally when I'm being entertained by myself, meaning entertaining myself, which usually I am by myself when that happens, I'm not listening to myself talk. That would just be weird. Woo. All right. What happens is with these things is I get bogged down in like trying to make them way more than I guess they need to be. I mean, if I would just talk for 20 minutes, that would probably be fine, and then I could do them more. But instead, I have these grandiose ideas of how to make them into these epic, radio shows. And it's hard to find the time. You know, for those of you who don't know, I work from home. When I'm home, I do all my writing and a lot of recording and stuff at home. And so I do these podcasts from the house, and it's real difficult to do them if the kids are home. So it's like I have this 5-hour window of no kids, from the time I take them, do all the things that I need to do in the morning, and then get home, and then the bus comes at 3:00, and you know, it's time to be a dad. But like, I still stay in here and do stuff, but you know, like at any moment they could come in and tell me that the chocolate chip cookie dough batter is out, and then when I go in there, it's not really out, it's just been spilled all over the floor, and you know, that the dog is eating it, which, you know, chocolate is not good for dogs, which I hear, but I have no evidence of that. I mean, I don't sit around with a chocolate bar letting my dog lick it, you know, that would just be weird. Man, I could take that so many places, that whole bit of whatever that was. But anyway, this is podcast 13. It's a celebratory podcast because those of you who do not know, 13 is my lucky number. And the reason why is because I, for a lot of people, 13 is unlucky, and for me, it was lucky. At a very young age, I was at the fair/carnival with my grandparents, and I was playing the game where my grandpa pays $1, and then these ducks float by in this little river. And then I was to pick up a duck, and whatever the number on the bottom of the duck that's written in magic marker, whatever prize that relates to, is the prize that you win. And all I wanted was this blue and white stuffed football. And I had my eye on it, and I'm like, that's really what I want to win. Out of all the 40 to 50 prizes that are up on the board, this is the thing that I wanted. And first try, number 13, done. Football, hello. So since then, 13's been my lucky number. So on Friday the 13th, I actually celebrate that, you know. We were on Now 13 compilation with Girl the Bad Guys Want. Did you know that? Useless information. That's right. Useless information. But anyway, so I, through the last few weeks in trying to get to doing this podcast, again, it's really hard to do it if the children are at home or if there's things going on here at the house. And I, this is so crazy, but it iced here in Dallas twice in 2 weeks. And when I say ice, like it was like 3 inches of ice on the ground, and it basically shut down the city, and the kids didn't go to school for like 5 days once, and then 2 days the next time. And so they were home, and you know, not only was it was it hard to get in here and actually work, but it was kind of fun to just hang out with them and shovel the driveway and stuff. You know. And by the way, whenever I tweet that it's hot here or that it's cold here or that there's snow on the ground, you don't have to tweet back with how much hotter it is where you are, how much more snow you have, how much more it's rained or anything. I'm not, in comparison to what you have, I really don't care. You know, I'm just informing you of what's going on, you know. And the thing about snow is that I think that's when we get it the most. You know, it's like it snows here. And I guess 2 years ago when I was stranded at my parents for Christmas, or a year and a half ago, you know, we got 10 inches in the matter of like an hour and 15 minutes, which is a lot, you know. I mean, some girls can take, no, never mind. Hi-yo. But some cities are prepared for that, and in here where we live, we're not. So the point is, when all of the snow stuff starts, is that, you know, we can kind of handle a little bit, but, you know, as it gets deeper and deeper, it gets more painful for our city, so to speak. Man, what is the deal with the insane sex innuendo talk with this podcast? I really don't know how I got onto this, but I did. See, there's another one. Woo! Lots and lots and lots to talk about, but so I guess we should probably start with Bowling for Soup news.
Bowling for Soup news.
So many things happening. The you know, I guess the biggest being our the Bowling for Soup 11th album. And by the way, yes, I for some reason all of a sudden all the Smarty Britches people out there, who have followed us for so many years, have decided now that our second and fourth albums, being Cellmates, which was a split CD with the Vims, doesn't count as an album, and Tell Me When to Woe, which is an EP, doesn't count as an album. So anytime I read, like, Bowling for Soup releasing their 11th album, there'll be, like, some smarty pants, smart ass, smarty smart comment on it. Well, technically, two of them weren't real albums. I don't understand why they're not real albums. I mean, what the fuck is an album anymore anyway? There's not even a such thing as an album, you know? I mean, I guess there is, because vinyl is back, man. It's back. I don't own any. I do, actually. I own the Ben Queller vinyl, because he was nice enough to give me that as a gift, and that's my one recently obtained vinyl thing. But anyway, studio album compilations, Fishing for Woos is number 11. And that is coming out soon. If you, April 26th worldwide. And one of the cool things is we're making a couple of videos for that, actually. Possibly making a video for one of the ballads soon. And we, are right now making a video for Saturday, which, if you haven't heard it, it's on the interweb. You can go and just listen to it or watch us play it live in a few places. But if you want to be in the video, you still can. There's still time. I mean, I'm going to date this podcast as being March 2nd, March 3rd or 4th. Let's date this March 4th, 2011. If you're getting this within like the next week or so, 2 weeks, probably week. It's getting down to the wire. If you haven't sent in a video, go to bowlingforsoup.com, click on news, and check out how you can be in the video. Basically, I'll tell you, just do some funny shit with your friends or by yourself or whatever, and make sure it's legal and don't get hurt, you know? And if it's any of those things, I'm telling you not to do it, but, you know, you whatever you got to do, but I'm saying don't get arrested and don't hurt yourself or anybody else. Don't do anything illegal. But, you know, obviously the funnier the better, because it would sort of lend itself to being a good part of the song, you know? But that's the biggest news right now, is the new album, and, you know, we're pretty excited about this. This is the one, you know, that we recorded last May, and or wrote last May and recorded in June, so it's about time this thing gets out there, and just in time for the acoustic tour that we'll be taking to the UK very, very soon. Pretty excited about that. We will of course, be supporting ourselves, which, you know, you in more ways than one in life, you have to support yourself, you know. It's such a good thing to do, you know, support yourself, you know, financially, support yourself emotionally, support yourself with a wall sometimes if you feel like you're going to fall over. You know, that's good. And then sometimes if you're in more than one band, you support yourself by playing before you play, you know. So that's a good thing to do. But Eric Chandler's solo record being recorded right now in Los Angeles, California, with the fantastic production skills of Linus Dotson, fellow Gerinus member. They're working on that right now. And his band is called the Mulberry Street Socialites. And I'm thinking he's actually going to drop the Eric Chandler thing and just be the Mulberry Street Socialites. So they'll be on this acoustic tour in the UK. And then People on Vacation, which you can check out. We are People on Vacation. .com. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. And check out the name of check that out. And coming up at the end of this podcast is a special treat. It's a podcast first. It's my wife and my bandmate from People on Vacation, Ryan Hamilton. All of us drunk in my studio trying to do a podcast. So you're not going to want to miss that. That's going to be a two-part thing. That I think we'll probably do half of it this time and half of it next time. Also, on the UK tour is the fantastic Linus of Hollywood. So let's get a taste right now of all of the music that you're going to hear this on the acoustic tour in the UK. But first, a word from our sponsor. That's right, I finally have my first sponsor, and it's the first people I ever asked to sponsor this awesome podcast that you guys have graciously supported now for over a year. Bandwear.com, BANDWEAR.com, Bandwear.com. We've been doing our merch business with them now for well over 10 years. They print everything that Bowling for Soup sells in the United States. They print all of our posters, our postcards, we do our buttons, we do stickers, everything. All the t-shirts that you see walking around, all of it came from Bandwear.com. And I tell you, they're the best in the business. Located in Dallas, Texas, but they'll ship to you anywhere. Quick turnaround, fast quotes. They'll even set up an online store for you if you're a band and do your online sales for you. All that stuff. They can sell your CDs online. They're just freaking great. And they're sponsoring this podcast, so show them some love. If you need to get anything printed, if you're in a band, but you don't even have to be in a band. If you know, we've used them for my kids' soccer shirts, and you know, people here in the community have used them for charity things, whatever, shirts for a 5K or stickers for a campaign that you're running or whatever. So anything that you could possibly need that you need to have a name put on it or something you can hang on the wall, go to Bandwear.com. And if you go to Bandwear.com and click on quote and enter J-A-R-E-T in the coupon or promotion code section, you get 5% off. So that's go to Bandwear.com, click on quote, and enter J-A-R-E-T for fabulous discounts. Right now, here we go. This is what's called a taste.
Eric Chandler and the Mulberry Street Socialites.
I don't think I ever told you honestly.
People on Vacation.
I'm not going back there again. I'm not going back there again.
Unless you find it in your heart to come back. Maybe I'll find it in my heart to stay. Find it in your heart to come back. So dead.
one from Linus of Hollywood in its entirety. You're gonna friggin' love this.
To be the center of attention, the moment that you walk into a room, the one that everybody mentions, and every time you pass a mirror, it smiles back at you. To be a girl must be the most beautiful feeling. Beautiful feeling.
Oh my goodness. So you're going to hear all of that, and then Eric and I will get up on stage. If you're in the UK and Ireland, please come and see the show. The tour tickets are on sale right now, bowlingforsoup.com. So go and kick that pro style, if you will. And then right after we get back, the new album, Fishing for Woos, will be out, and we start our U.S. tour. So, and very, very excited to be going out on our U.S. tour with the Dolly Rots and our friends Patton Pending. And yes, we will just be in the Midwest and on the East Coast at first, but then we will be heading to the West Coast later on in the summer. So we will absolutely be coming to a town near you before long. So I hope that you will come and see us. So enjoy some music from the upcoming U.S. tour here. I keep losing my train of thought. Here's why. I can't stop thinking about all this Charlie Sheen shit. I just want to say winning all the time, and I have to stop myself because the minute I start doing that, then I'll never stop. You know, it's like the whole "that's what she said" thing, and darn tootin'. Remember how the first time you heard somebody say "darn tootin'" and then you just couldn't stop saying "darn tootin'" all the time? You're just like "darn tootin'," and then that's what you said all the time. So anyway, let's enjoy some music from the Dolly Rots, because they are our BFFs. And if you missed them last time we toured with them in the US, or when we brought them over to the UK in October, you're going to want to catch them out with us. So here's a little snippet of the Dolly Rots.
Some girls will, some girls wanna. Some girls might, some girls are gonna. But I don't, I don't, I don't. Some girls will, some girls wanna. Some girls might, some girls are gonna. But I don't wanna, no, I don't. Just look at me.
Pending are a band from the Northeast, I believe in the Long Island area, and awesome guys, Joe from the band, emailed me once after we had played with him years and years ago at a small little club there in, on Long Island. And Joe emailed me about writing some songs. So he ended up coming to my house and spending some time with me and the wife and kids. And we wrote a couple of ditties and excited to have him. He's a little hustler, him and his boys out on the road with us. So this is a full song off of Patent Pending's new EP. So check this out. This is a good one. As I sit here and I sort of think through what I've actually talked about on this podcast, I worry that I suck at this. No, I mean, like, I don't want you guys to be like excited about getting one of these and me suck. But the problem with, like, that's the whole thing is, like, I feel like I'm getting behind and then I just shit these things out and, like, I don't have good notes and it's just me sitting here babbling and, you know, which is entertaining, I guess, for a while. But it's the reason why I wanted to start doing more music and interviews and things like that. But I had a few. Ryan's been here a few more times since I was able to, I started thinking about something else. Ryan from Smile Smile and People on Vacation has been here a few times since the last podcast, and we've been meaning to do some more stuff. And I had Dave Lake from Diesel Boy, one of my favorite bands ever, in this past weekend. We were just writing some songs for fun, and I'll be playing those for you soon. Not today, but on a different podcast. And just time, you know. Just, I gotta be better about just sitting down in front of the microphone when I've got 20 minutes and doing segments, you know. Like, it could be, and then what'll be funny about when you listen back to it, if I start doing that, then like it'll be different moods and different, you know, like times of day, so there'll be no continuity to it at all, and I'll just talk about the same shit the whole time. And but just at different moods, which would be kind of cool, actually. I think that could be really, really kick butt. What else? I want to say a huge thank you to James Stant for my music beds, and Joel De La Garza, who puts this up online for me every week. Every week, every time we do one of these. I said before that I was going to do this, and so this is going to be sort of the last thing of this, but basically what happened was that I had been talking with my wife about coming on a podcast for quite some time, and when Ryan and I do people on vacation stuff, usually what happens is he comes to the house for several days, and we sort of wake up when we wake up and record till whenever we're done and sort of hang out, and he just is sort of a member of the family and eats with us and stuff, and in mid-December, we had some friends from the UK over, Kimmy and Matt and Kate, and they came for a Pittsburgh Steelers watching party. I know there's a lot of haters out there, you know, you guys. I know we don't have as much snow as you do, and your football team is better than mine. That's fine. I'm cool with that, by the way. Seriously. I mean, I've never really been one to, if I'm going to get my penis out, it's not really to, you know, to get you to bask in the glory of how big it is. It's just more of the shock value of you looking over your shoulder and seeing it there, looking you right in the eye with its little eye that it has there. Anywho, they came in for a visit, and we had a little party, and that party went into another party at a neighbor's house, and we had been drinking all freaking day. And what happened was we came back to the house and decided, as I was on my 18th beer, I think, and Ryan on his, you know, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. He was on his ninth. It's just, not that I think like even drinking 9 beers is a good idea. Seriously, like my liver hates my guts. It really does. It thinks I'm an asshole, and I'm not. I'm a nice guy, but according to the liver, not so much. Anyway, they along with me, I guess. I'm not really sure how this happened, but we decided to set up the mics and do a podcast. But what happened was we did one. And it's just, this is crazy because it's just a bunch of talking. And I think there's some songs I'm supposed to put in the middle of the thing. And so I'll do that now. I'll listen through and do it. But I'm not going to cut these up. I'm just going to let you hear what happens. And I did have to divide it into 2 segments because what happened was we did it once. And then for some reason, and none of us remember this, but we came back in an hour after we finished the first time and we did it again. Completely different topics, but I mean, like intro and outro and everything. So I'm going to play you the first half, and I'm going to go ahead and thank you for listening to Podcast 13. And I do hope that you guys will come see us out on the road. Don't forget, Fishing for Woos comes out April the 13th. And go check out bowlingforsoup.com for more details on that, on the Saturday video contest thing. Shout out to BFS Army. Go to www.bfsarmy.com and become a member for free. You can win all kinds of valuable stuff, and you make lots of friends, and you'll like go to shows and already know people, and it's really, really cool. So go check that out. Also check out Eric Chandler's fan page on Facebook. Check out my fan page on Facebook at Jarrett Reddick. Follow me on Twitter, JARET2113, and also tell your friends about the podcast. Again, it's going to be, it's fun. I feel like we're evolving into something, and though I feel like I'm rushing this one out, they're going to be, they're still a lot of fun to do. So I hope they're as much fun to listen to. I freaking love you all. And, I'm not really sure what else I should plug. I mean, I'm sure there's something that I have to do. Oh, I will say this, my friend Paul 2113, I promised you the Dallas Till I Die theme song on this podcast, and there's just some legalities that are still going on with them just getting all of their... They don't do a lot of stuff in music, so there's some stuff happening with just making sure that it's cool that I do that. But I will say this, the Dallas Till I Die theme song, which I did for FC Dallas, the Major League Soccer team here in Dallas, Texas, that theme song that I did with Linus will be up for sale on iTunes, and all the proceeds will go to the FC Dallas Foundation, which does help in all kinds of youth programs and literacy things and, you know, all kinds of stuff throughout. So a real, real good cause. So I'll be plugging that in the coming months. So be sure to check that out. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to say goodbye to you and then let you listen as long as you want to the insanity that is what was originally Podcast 13, starring me, Melissa Reddick, and Ryan Hamilton of Smile Smile and People on Vacation. Thank you guys so much for listening to me today, and I'll see you down the road.
Hey, everybody, this is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody, this is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.
Party pop-up podcast.
Podcast.
Who's been drinking? This guy. Who's this lady next to me? Jarrett's wife.
That's good. That's a good rap.
She's a hottie.
I like that. No, I like the rap.
You can't say it about yourself.
Yes, I can.
I'm a hottie.
I can say it because trust me, all these girls are going to hear this going to be like, oh, great, his wife is on there.
What did you guys just name the podcast, this podcast that we're doing?
P to the 3. It's a
Christmas party pop-up podcast. It sounds better when she says it.
It's Party Pop-Up Podcast, but we're dropping the Christmas, I think. It doesn't go with our
PD. You have to lean into the mic, though.
Lean in.
Leaning in.
Okay. Yeah, that's a beef jerky song from way back.
Yes.
Here I am. My name is Jarrett, and I'm on Podcast 13 right now. And against my will, doing a... oh, my God.
That is
Ryan.
Such bullshit.
Ryan, hold on. Ryan, you are the loudest drinker.
It happened again.
Of all time. And seriously, and Melissa is a fucking loud drinker.
Apparently,
but
I'm a loud drinker. Okay, you swallow, and then I'll swallow.
Okay, dude, ready? Get up in the mic and, like, just swallow.
Just regular
swallow. Just okay, be serious. Okay, dude,
that is loud.
But hold on, you can't do it with wine. You have to take a drink of
my
beer.
Okay, give me your
beer. Take a drink of my beer. Hold on.
Can't have my beer.
Here we go.
It was kind of your beginning was loud, too, though.
This is you.
Okay, lean in there when you swallow.
loud?
Dude, you guys are both such loud drinkers.
Are you going to edit it and make it louder? Because that's not fair.
Of course I am. I'm gonna make the impact great.
Impact.
That's
for
how
the
I wrote.
Party Pop-Up Podcast?
Party Pop-Up Podcast, the 3P. Is that what it is?
P to the 3.
P to the 3.
P to the 3, Podcast 1-3. P to the 3, podcast 1-3.
What?
P to the 3.
Please
dude,
stop.
Actually,
now.
Hey, no, hold on.
Isn't it great that it's number 13?
Right, that's what
I'm
saying.
Your lucky number.
Listen to me
are in love.
P to the 3, podcast 1-3. P to the 3, podcast 1-3.
I'm not going to say it. I refuse.
What is your problem?
He doesn't like to rap.
Who brought the no fun guy?
I did.
He did. He brought the serious.
I invited him.
I'm the serious side of people on vacation.
You're good cop.
You are the serious.
I'm good cop.
We decided earlier that you're good cop.
I am good cop.
Which am I?
Token female?
No, you're in the office.
I'm keyboards.
Either way, so here we are.
I'm so not gonna
what are we play. Doing right now? We're doing a podcast.
Party pop-up podcast.
And we're in party pop-up.
I just went to a Christmas party with you and your wife.
Right.
In the suburbs.
In the neighborhood.
Which he asked, are any of the women there
single?
Preferably any 54-year-olds. You did say that.
Well, they
were all... there any 54-year-olds there?
I don't know how old they were, but I'm guessing they were around 54.
There's no way the blonde is 54.
Sorry.
I wonder if people realize how much we've been drinking. I also wonder if people will ever hear this, and this will actually be a podcast.
Dude, this is coming out.
It's number 1-3. It's gonna be out.
It's the 1-3.
It's P to the 3. It's good. It's totally
P to
out.
P to the 3. So, here's what we did today. We had a football, American football party. And hold on, I got a call coming in.
You can just say football.
I know, but you can't just say that.
Did we really watch
Black. Chris Black from the Dolly Rotses Call Me, but I can't record phone calls yet, so we're just going to have to say hello.
Ignore.
Our technology is lacking. Really? Every time you burp, we're going to swallow.
And P.S., that hurts me a little bit.
Not as much as it hurts us.
Yeah, you're right.
Comedy!
It's so fun that you guys are sitting over there together. You look so cute.
Do we look funny?
No, you look good. All right, so today was a football Sunday. It's the Sunday before Christmas, which for those of you who don't celebrate it, it's the birth date of our Savior Jesus Christ. And we all give each other presents and light shit.
This is taking a bad turn.
What?
Serious.
Is that not true?
Yeah,
no, it's true.
Okay, I'll edit that out. Okay, hold on. I'm going to edit that out. Here we go. For those of you who don't know what Christmas is, it's where we light a tree with some lights and on fire.
We set a tree on fire.
We set a tree on fire and put stuff under it, which we're hoping to get. Yeah.
Only you can prevent Christmas.
That's not the purpose of Christmas.
I tried to get into that earlier, but you guys weren't having it.
Well, okay.
I just don't want to offend any non-believers.
Yeah, because he's so concerned about that.
All right. So today is the last Sunday before Christmas, and we had a bunch of friends in from the great country of England, and we had a great time, right? What did we do?
It was fun.
What did we do?
It was fun. We did, Blake and Dave cooked burgers out on the grill.
Lean in, honey.
Motherfucker, lean in. They cooked burgers out on the grill.
Right.
Had some queso, some chips, salsa, typical Reddick household.
And then we watched football, right?
We did.
And
we drank a bunch of stuff.
The foreigners were very confused by our football, and they pretended very well to be into it, I have to say.
They did. They did.
They did. They were into it.
They had absolutely no interest.
But isn't that what we do, though? When we're in a foreign country, we just pretend to know what's going on, too. Like
soccer?
Like anything. Like, it could be any, like crossing the street. It's like, we know what we're doing. We got this. And I've just been killed by a
red coat.
Wait, I don't mean to interrupt this podcast, but I have a feeling we're about to have some carolers. I'm hearing some noise out front.
Okay. Oh my God, you're right.
I know. We may have to.
Let's bring them in.
But we can't bring them all in.
We got to bring them all in.
I think we got to bring them
all in. Open
the
garage.
Okay.
Ryan and I will open the garage and you bring them all in. Okay?
Are we really? We're going to bring them all into our house.
We're going to bring them all into our house. We got to do this.
I think my bras are hanging in the laundry room.
Hey, let me tell you this. This is some serious shit, too. There better be some hot 54-year-old caroling.
I think we canceled that out earlier.
I don't. Yeah. Oh no.
They're
married women flirt with him.
They do.
I know, but yeah. Dude, that's what happens. It's seriously. It's like before you win the Heisman. It's like if you're just a college player and you're playing to the best of your abilities and you're just kicking some ass, man. No pro teams pay attention to you immediately. You win the Heisman, everybody wants you. That's what happens when you get married.
You know what? Yes, when you're engaged.
But I'm not married. Hold on.
Well, no, that's true. It's right. But when you're engaged or you're pregnant, men hit on you.
Pregnant?
Oh. Well, yeah, that's what happened. That happens.
Here's when chicks hit
you
on
you. You have the glow.
Honey,
glow.
You know when chicks hit on you?
What?
When you have a puppy. They fucking love puppies.
What kind of puppy do you mean?
It doesn't matter. Just a pup.
Any puppy.
Or when you have a child. If a guy walks through the mall with a child and sans woman, then they think, oh, look at him. He's so great. And they hit on you.
No, but it's true. Like, if you're a single... Oh, my God. You're a loud... If you're a loud drinker and you go into a party of non-loud drinkers, people are like, man, I wonder if there's any loud drinkers. And then you just fucking take over.
I will loud drink the shit out of anybody else.
So today was a football party, and we had some friends.
Jarrett will interrupt you just like this if what you did was not funny.
I'm just trying to do a
show. If it's not funny, he jumps in immediately.
I'm trying to do a show.
Just like this. Oh!
Carolers, go get them. Bring them in. Hey, put Cappy in the back, though, babe. So she's going to bring the carolers in to the place.
Podcast.
Hey, you're going to want to move that coffee table right there.
Yeah.
So... This is actually really happening here. This is true shit.
This is how we roll.
here's what we did. We went to the pre...
Oh, doorbell ringing. Can you hear that in the microphone?
I think maybe. We can, actually.
Can you hear them knocking on the door?
We went to the pre-caroler party, but we did not go caroling because we thought, oh, man.
We're going to skip out.
Right. We're going to skimp out on the...
Skimp?
Skip out. Skimp?
Skip.
Aren't we skimping and skipping?
I don't know what a skimp is.
Are you serious? Here's my thing about... I used to think that everything was a curve. So I would be like, oh, man, my bike just hit the curve, but it was a curb.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
The curb on the street.
All I hear is your wife herding people into this back room right now.
I think this is
going
to happen right
death.
Now. All right.
The front door.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. They're coming in.
Everybody.
Don't move that.
Look at all of these people
Babe,
in here.
We already made room.
Okay,
it's okay.
We
come
already
on
made
back.
Room. Come on in.
Come
okay,
on
here
in.
We go. We got
everybody
carolers
in
coming in.
There's a lot of people.
That's
right
okay.
Now,
we're
no,
gonna,
that's fine.
We're gonna pile
that's
them
fine.
In.
That's fine. This is carolers. Everybody, go that way. Go that way. You have, y'all want to be on that mic?
Okay, where's the drinks?
I love this. I love this. The so all my neighbors, everybody in my neighborhood right now are coming in, and we're about. They're about to sing Christmas
IDs.
Songs.
I'm checking IDs. They're
about to sing Christmas songs.
I'm looking for that magic number.
Go that way.
I didn't do the reindeer.
Go that way.
I didn't touch them.
If my reindeer are humping, I'm not even kidding. I am so mad. All right. Hold on. We got a lot of people. Everybody, come on in. Come on in. Everybody, come on in.
Everybody's got to fit.
Oh, very good.
This is great. Okay, what song are we going to do? I think the kids want to do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here are okay. my neighbors, caroling Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the middle of podcast 13. Here it comes. We'll see what happens. It's on
page one.
For all those following.
Here we go. Okay, let's do this.
One or nine?
Nine.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a shiny nose, and if you ever saw him,
reindeer.
That's my neighbors.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's my neighbors right here.
And a Happy New Year. Good tidings.
That's all I know.
I think that's all anybody knows.
So good.
Real drunk.
Next year. Oh, thank you to my neighbors. It's my neighbors, podcast 13.
And if you live down the street from him, start locking the door and turn your lights off.
How do you time that? How do you even time that way?
No hood better than ours.
That is true.
That was great.
What's
that?
Do we have all the kids?
One more. Hold on. Which one do you want to sing?
I think
he wants to do Frosty the Snowman.
I thought we did it, no?
He's out.
And now he's out.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Now he's out. Okay.
He's out of here.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Maybe next time.
We love y'all.
Controllers reindeer.
Thanks, man.
That was awesome.
That was
great
was
stuff.
It?
Great stuff.
I don't have any headphones. You're hogging the headphones.
We had neighbors, Canadian neighbors, everybody in here. We had candles. It was good. That was fun.
All ages, shapes, and sizes.
And now it's just me and you in here. Is that weird right now? Like, did that just happen?
That did just happen.
Oh, my God.
You know what's weird?
What?
I just got 3 blowjobs.
By 54-year-old chick?
Hey, Dad. Mom, if you're listening. Not really. It's Christmas. That doesn't happen on Christmas.
That was amazing right there.
That was really good. Really cool.
Now what?
That was a moment of joy. What the hell do you do after that?
What is on fire right now, though?
Do you smell that, too?
Yeah.
They came in here with candles.
Right.
I think it's the candles and the new air purification system you have here.
Right. Well, I have that. I've had that the whole time, but I just don't turn it on.
Does it? Do you really have it if it's not on?
Oh, no. Yes, I'm in possession of it, but it's not on. You know?
But
I mean, it makes this.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Totally.
You might as well not have it.
You're right. You're right.
What? Yes.
You're right. Wow. Yes, you're right. I should have gotten you headphones.
Good cop.
Benefit of the doubt guy.
Good cop.
So I don't know if that's it for us. I don't know. Is she coming back?
I don't know where she is. Hopefully she says bye to whoever and then comes back in here and we get rolling.
We just had 35 people in my house. In the studio.
Anxiety problems anyway.
Oh yeah?
It's not good right now.
What do you mean?
Like that was good, but now my heart's beating about a million miles an hour.
You don't like it when that happens?
I always think I'm going to like it, and then it's a little much.
Here's my thing.
I sound like such a pansy right now.
Here's my thing about shit like that. Like, as I'm watching them come in, I'm just like, I want them to stay forever. And I just know they all have headphones on, and they can hear everything I'm going to say, and I'm going to be like, hey, fart joke, let's do this.
Where are the other headphones?
Well, you can't have them because Melissa didn't have them either, so we can't.
Oh, that's right, and if she's coming back.
No, but we can do this way.
No, it doesn't matter.
I'm gonna edit the shit out of this anyway.
Nobody can see. No. Yeah!
There she is!
Oh, and she brought liquor!
Do y'all need a beer?
Yeah, can we get a... Calling a...
I would like a Shiner Bock, or as Jarrett refers to it as...
A foo-foo beer.
I could give you a list of foo-foo beers.
No,
Shiner
here's the
is not a foo-foo beer.
You're exactly right. Shiner Bock is not a foo-foo beer in Texas. Here's the thing. Shiner Bock is a foo-foo beer outside of Texas, so it makes it a foo-foo beer for me, because most of the time when I hear people order a Shiner Bock, it's like, hey, I'm in Los Angeles, California, and somebody's like, I'm going to just have a Shiner, and I'm like, I'll have a Miller Lite, and they're like, well, we don't have Miller Lite. And I'm like, are you fucking... Why do you have Shiner Bock for $7 a bottle, and you don't have Miller Lite?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. Okay. I'm with you there. But... You're from Texas.
Right.
You were in a Texas band. You guys claim Texas hard.
I got that shit tattooed all over me. Myself.
It's on your guitar. It's on your body.
Everything.
Look at this.
All these people into our...
That was amazing. That by the way, sit down. Melissa Reddick. How was that?
Get in here.
Pants are falling down.
Melissa, you're like a sheep herder. That was amazing.
Wasn't it? Thank you.
Carol herding.
I was Carol herding. It was good. They did great. Well, they don't know Wish You a Merry Christmas.
No, nobody knows any carols.
They had a book.
They did have a book.
Here's the thing.
Everyone
nobody knows.
Drunk.
And actually, we talk about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Do we not? What? Nobody knows any. My God, you're a loud drinker.
Me?
Yes.
That was him.
No, that was you.
You just took the drink of the wine.
You guys are big gulpers.
Wine is not.
Y'all take drinks at the same time. All right. So here's
how big is your Adam's apple? Is it bigger than mine?
I don't know. It's not big.
Is that who, honey? Whose is bigger?
What?
You don't have an Adam's apple or a penis anymore.
Yeah. So what anymore?
Oh, women don't have Adam's apples.
Since the operation.
No.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You didn't know I had that done the year before Emma was born.
Maybe Jarrett knew. Maybe he found out.
He found out.
He's an
afterwards.
Explorer.
Me?
What?
What?
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Me either.
I've had about 37 beers.
Have you?
I've had a lot. I may be drunk.
There is no more Shiner.
And I don't
He's
admit.
Drinking.
No, I know where they are. But today we had a big party at our house. English people over here.
We had a Christmas shindig.
We made queso. We did a bunch of shit here, and then we brought out the sweets, and then you guys were just like, we need to go in there and do a mini podcast.
No, what's it called?
It was your wife's
idea.
P to the three.
What does that stand for, hun?
I don't know, honey. What the fuck does it stand for again?
Pop-up podcast.
Oh, jeez. Working with amateurs is what I'm doing. It's a pop-up party podcast.
Pop-up party
P
podcast.
P to the 3.
P to the 3. We're doing a P to the 3.
No, it's because you always say, honey, come do a podcast with me. And I'm like, okay. But I never have time. And then you give me shit for not having time.
I am here.
I have time. So what happens on these podcasts?
Do you listen to these?
I have. I've listened to not all of them. Don't call me out, please.
You know, that's because we talked about it last time. Wondering if you would listen to them.
I didn't listen to the funniest one ever featuring Ryan.
That's what I thought. That's probably good. Now I'm sure you will listen to
now
them.
I will. Did you
and
talk
And I may
shit?
Be getting your husband in trouble right now.
Did you talk
No, I actually... No, well, probably, but I've never been in trouble before in my life, so I don't give a fuck. What did I say?
Oh!
What did
so
I
basically
say?
Basically, you're calling the shots in this relationship.
No, I just call
That's
the shots,
saying.
Period.
In life.
Right.
Honey.
What?
I'm going to let you go with this because this is your thing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But when I start doing my own podcast, everyone will know that this is really...
You know
My
what?
World.
Hey,
right. No, I can't wait for that podcast.
You know what? I got to say, seriously.
I'm not even kidding. I'm hey. Fucking ready for it. In fact, hold on. Roll camera.
It's going to be the puppet. No,
let's go.
You know yeah. what's bad is when he goes, hey, did you, have you heard any of the podcasts? And I was like, no, I haven't had a chance to see him. He goes, Melissa, it's not something you see.
It's something you hear.
I totally got called out on it.
All right.
I'm
you
busy.
Do need your own podcast, and all three people that will listen to it are going to be real into
in
it.
In this room. Yeah. What?
Thanks, Ryan.
Love you.
Yeah.
Let me
you
ask
do.
You guys this. Like,
where's the chili?
We didn't make chili today.
That was at the party.
We made beans.
You were going to make chili at one point.
Oh, you're right. Honey, I need to make chili tomorrow night.
Is
oh,
there some special
I'm going out
chili?
Tomorrow night.
Is there right. special chili? Is there like chili?
No, she makes a chili that she makes for people, but she hasn't made it for you yet.
I'm not trying to say it for me. I'm just wondering.
I just
realized
there's a special Melissa's chili, and it is whoop ass.
Whoop ass.
Whoop ass.
I've never heard anybody say that so properly. Whoop ass.
It's the way I look. I know. I look prissy.
You got to get some country in there when you say that. Whoop ass.
This is the problem. That's the problem.
I don't laugh at those very much, but that was long and good.
No.
That was Melissa.
What are you... Dude, if I could only do that. Were you saying something?
I don't know. Let's move on.
Yeah, I vote yes. Are we done with this?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with my whoop ass.
What do you mean? You say whoop ass great.
That was a little better.
That was
you
better.
Say whoop ass great.
People will notice when they hear this.
Well, the deal is everyone thinks I'm prissy because they see me, no tattoos,
nobody,
the way I am,
nobody
next to him.
Actually, nobody thinks you're prissy. Everybody's just, they just try to figure you out. And
people have called me prissy Missy.
That is not true.
And I've never called you that.
Well, no, not you, but other people have.
You.
Dude.
That's her El Paso accent. Her best friend is married to Eric Chandler.
But we were friends first.
And they were friends first.
We've been friends for 17 years.
And Eric Chandler and I were obviously friends first, too. But there's this made-up El Paso accent that doesn't make any sense.
Dude, don't talk smack.
Dude, no. And so basically they have this weird accent in El Paso where it's not Hispanic. It's not Texan. It's not New Mexico. It's not California.
It's not Lebanese.
It's not anything where you are near anything that this accent sounds like, but it just sounds like this. Dude, no. We got to go back and get some candy.
That's not even.
That sounds fucking exactly like it.
Elise is going to kick your ass.
All right. Kick my ass, Elise. Let me hear you do it. Go.
That sounded like Fargo in Mexico. Had
Let me hear you go.
Fargo.
Let me hear you in the
Dude. It's just dude.
He just did the same thing.
No.
Go, dude.
Dude.
No way.
No way. I can't do no way like she does.
Dude, no way.
Candy. It's not.
We got to go.
Condi.
We got to go back to Walgreens to get some candy.
You know why you say that? Because Fry Street Fair.
No,
we
that's because.
Go walk your asses to get candy with us.
That's what she says.
Nobody knows.
That's her fucking shit.
Right,
I can call Eric on the phone right fucking now. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pause this podcast. I'm going to have Eric do that, and then I'm going to let the people
Let's
hear.
Skype the shit out of him right now. She'll talk to some El Paso shit.
I don't have that technology.
And she'll do some Lebanese on it. She'll say, yalla,
this?
Yalla.
What is this Skype?
I don't have technology.
I'm kidding. Come on.
That's good. No.
Yeah. And just for the record, this is audio, not video. Once again, we could Skype it if you would like to, but nobody's going to see this. They're going to hear it.
No,
you don't see with your ears. You don't see with your ears.
It's true, you know.
Dude, I totally got called out on not listening to your podcast because I
you
said
did.
I didn't watch them.
Dude, you haven't listened to an album in like four albums.
That is not fair.
It is.
That is such a lie. New album coming out in May. It's going to be awesome. Let's talk about our favorite songs. Turbulence.
Okay, that's a good
what
one.
What About Us?
I do love Turbulence.
Guard My Heart, which is actually
an
11-year-old song.
What's the Let's Pretend We're Not in Love thing?
What's
that about?
Is the first song
How
off
does
the
that go?
New album.
I'm not going to sing it, but that song is so good. That one and Turbulence
How's
are probably
that go?
My favorites.
Let's see. Let me hear a little ditty.
We can play it right now.
No, just let me hear it.
Have you played it before on here?
No, I can't play it on the thing because they won't let me give away the whole album or whatever.
We have some technology issues here.
No, it's just...
I thought we were set up in the studio.
What if it set up? I just can't do it.
Here's how you can get around it. What if it comes in right now as background music?
Right.
As I speak. Maybe I'm just talking about randomness and your new song is playing in the background.
You're supposed to touch a button. Touch a button.
No, touch a button.
Okay. You just sing a little ditty so I can hear it.
It's still...
What's the name of it?
Maybe.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun
jingle.
It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Welcome to Jingle Bells.
Is that like the German... It's like the German-French version?
Yeah, I'm trying to be more European. And I'm trying to move more east as I go.
Let's talk about the POV album.
For those of you who don't know, sometimes we abbreviate people on vacation.
By POV. Which can also mean point of view.
Uh-huh.
Which is something that porn people do.
Yeah, there's a POV porn thing happening.
That's a porn thing?
The porn thing is this. I figured this out. So here's what happened. I was in Nashville last week with my friend Zach Malloy. I was writing country songs, and I'm like, dude, this is crazy.
Dude.
But all of a sudden I was from El Paso and I was like, dude, no, let's go to the Walgreens to get some candy.
Oh my God.
And anywho.
Gonna kick your ass.
What?
Nothing.
You're in Nashville.
You're in Nashville and POV is a Nixon song.
Do you want to hear about my story going into Nashville though, by the way?
Well,
you're writing country songs with Zach Malloy. For those of you who don't know who Zach Malloy is, please Google him and then enjoy some wonderful music.
First of all, I went up to the rent-a-car lane and I'm like,
see, this is gonna take forever.
Never mind.
Let me take a drink.
Oh my God, that is so loud.
But it tastes so good.
Does it hurt?
P.S.
It
like,
doesn't hurt.
Here's the thing, Melissa. If I get these stories over with fast, then my podcasts are only like 7 minutes long.
How long
is
it?
It's going to be like a 2-hour podcast.
No, I'm going to edit this shit.
That would not be anything new.
You can't have a pop-up party podcast that lasts multiple hours. Party.
Who's drunk? Me.
Not Ryan. I have a problem because that wine's way over there.
I got it.
No, it's fine. No. I still,
has wine. Okay. Ryan, she still has wine.
I still have one. I just kind of...
These are the links
okay.
that I go
to. Thank you.
For you.
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. My pleasure.
So Jarrett was in Nashville, and he was riding with Zach Malloy of Nixon's fame, also singer-songwriter. Wrote such hits as Temporary Home by Carrie Underwood. Yada, yada. Google it. So then, and POV. Let's hear it.
That can you even call that a segue?
No, you cannot, Ryan.
That was just
you cannot.
Like a...
And in fact, thank you for your help, Melissa. Please never do that again.
What's wrong with that?
That fucking sucked.
I feel like...
I was going to go into this whole fucking thing, where I was in the airport, and you just fucked it all up.
Oh, did that have to do with POV?
I feel like we're going to listen to this tomorrow and hear ourselves slurring like this, and we're not even like really
no,
speaking
I'm gonna
proper
make,
English.
I'm going to make you guys...
I'm not
slurring. Proper English.
Exactly.
What
see?
The fuck?
And that wasn't even on purpose.
That's dude. Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
You got jingle bells going. I'm speaking proper English.
I think
I don't
Melissa
know.
Would be the most sober here.
I disagree.
Maybe. Maybe the
I still have
carolers.
Half a bottle to go.
All right. What would you guys like to close with tonight on this mini PPP?
He's already wrapping it
three.
Up. He's realizing how awful this is, and he's wrapping it up.
Hey, won't he just edit it out? Don't you just edit it?
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
He's
going right to
edit
here.
It. He's going to highlight the whole thing. And
right now,
delete.
this is 28 minutes. It's going to end up being 4.
No.
Yes.
Why? Well, you know what? That's good, because it's a P to the 3. Don't tell me my business, double
man. Let's talk about...
I am in it here, and I want to hear about POV.
I want you to be, but, like, you guys...
Let's talk about some context. Let's put something in here with some...
Ow.
Some meat. With something.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I'm saying?
No, I don't.
We can't
tell
just
me.
Bullshit.
Yeah, this is... Exactly. This has all been... except for the caroling. This has all just been rambling craziness. Probably very entertaining.
It's been awesome.
For our families. But I feel like we should talk about some business.
Like what?
At least
how about, let me interview you. Let's talk about Bowling for Soup for a second.
No, nobody ever interviews me. I'm too good at talking
yeah,
about
let's
myself.
Let's interview him.
I feel like you and I should interview him.
No.
Yeah.
You should not. And
can
here's
we,
why.
This is like 60 minutes.
No, let me ask you some questions.
No, here's why. Because I am too fast And I already talked about the story you told me earlier
about the Grammys and all the famous people and who made you nervous.
Oh, no. Who made you nervous? Who made you nervous at the Grammys?
Everybody who listens to this already knows that.
Did you already talk about that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. You did not. Thank you.
Podcast 3.
Thank you, Melissa Reddick. Thank you, Ryan Hamilton, for being on podcast 13. This is a mini. What is this?
Party pop up party podcast.
Oh my god.
Pop up videos. It's like that.
Pop up party cast.
Pop up party cast.
But with the El Paso accent,
dude. Oh, that was too rough.
No.
Dude, no.
So it'd be like no. Poop up.
Party. Yella, yella, let's wrap it up.
Gotta go out there and get some candy.
That was Jamaican.
No,
that
dude.
That's not a Jamaican.
I'm telling you,
Jamaica,
that's...
candy is code for something.
Right.
Maybe it is in El Paso.
Thank you for listening, and here's the rest of the actual broadcast. Broadcast.
Proper English, bitches.
Here's the rest of the podcast.
Let's drink more beer.